Now we catch up with Amy Schuneman. Amy has a background with the FFA Association and called herself a member once upon a time and certainly had some great experiences. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Now tell us a little bit about your background and where you call home.
Well, I am from Fairfield, Illinois, so it is a rural farming community. I actually didn't get involved in the FFA until I was a senior in high school. So I was a short and sweet time with the FFA. I was a green hand. I was a senior at FCHS, and my agricultural science teacher, Mr. Robbins, urged me to join the organization. I'll be honest, at first, I didn't think it was for me. My family, you know, we weren't a part of that really farming community. Like, so if there was an urban girl in the small town, it was me. So I didn't think I really had a place there, but I was wrong. Looking back, I'm so glad I joined, even if it was for that short, sweet year. It was a lot of fun.
Amy, is there a certain point from your FFA experience that really stands out and something that you remember with great fondness?
Almost every experience I had with the FFA was something new to me. Everything was quite memorable, but I was a part of the parliamentary procedure team. So when I finally got to put on that FFA jacket and do that whole bit, that was a lot of fun for me, and that's what I remember the most. I was the president of the student council while I was in high school. So we would use the parliamentary procedure to conduct our meetings, and I thought I could maybe help out in the FFA department with that a little bit.
Okay, Amy, so now we're at a great point in the interview where we can maybe share a little more information. Why don't you share with our listeners what you do for a living? Because I think it might surprise a lot of folks.
I'm an NFL cheerleader. I cheer with the St. Louis Rams. I'm about to start up my fourth season. And aside from that, I'm also a dance instructor and a choreographer. I guess when you think of someone in the FFA, it's not exactly the first mental picture that comes to mind. Seeing as the FFA was, you know, founded on the science and business and art of agriculture, but I believe it also helps students develop their own unique talents. And for me, I would think the FFA made a positive influence by helping me, you know, see my potential for leadership. And it definitely promoted my interpersonal communication skills, my social interaction. And do I use the agricultural knowledge I've gained from the FFA in my daily work environment? No, but it has benefited me in many ways. It's made me a more well-rounded individual, which is very important to my job, because a lot of people would think you're a cheerleader, you spend your time, you know, shaking your pom-poms, dancing at games. But the largest percentage of our time as cheerleaders is spent out in the community. And with that, you have to be able to talk to anyone about anything. And I would be lying if I said that the skills and knowledge I've gained through the FFA has not proved to benefit me in multiple conversations at several appearances. It could be something as small as a segue to connecting with students at a school visit. Yes, I am an NFL cheerleader, but when I was your age, I was a member of the FFA just as you are now. Or it could be something, you know, on a much grander scale. A year ago, I was in Diego Garcia, which is a tiny, tiny island in the British Indian Ocean Territory. So here I am, small town girl from Fairfield, Illinois. I'm south of the equator in the center of the Indian Ocean. I think the closest country was India. We were 1,000 nautical miles away. But I was on this island, and I met a woman who was stationed there in Diego Garcia. As I went to visit the troops, and she was with the Air Force Space Command, and I think she was from Indiana, and we got to connect through her experience with the FFA, too. So even though I have this job that, you know, you wouldn't see the FFA benefiting me in any way, it absolutely does. It comes in handy all the time.
So, Amy, where did you first get involved in dance and develop that passion, of course, develop your skills and become a cheerleader for the St. Louis Rams?
I started dancing, I believe I was 6 years old, just in the studio. I continued dancing all through elementary, junior, and high school. I got to college. I auditioned for the dance team there. And, you know, when I was finished with my degree, I decided I wasn't done dancing. And I decided I would give it a shot to be an NFL cheerleader. And, you know, it's definitely been an experience of a lifetime.
So have there been any big highlights in your career as an NFL cheerleader that you might want to mention? Any big games or public appearances?
Right. We are so lucky to take part in so many things as cheerleaders. Of course, the games are amazing. My favorite game has been, I believe it was the 2012-2013 season where the Rams beat the 49ers in overtime at home. That was a pretty big game. But we get to spend so much time in the community, you know, just local at a hospital in St. Louis, visiting kids right before Christmas to deliver gift baskets, you know, things like that that are really, really special. And then this past January, I actually got to go to Hawaii and take part in the Pro Bowl. So that was a lot of fun.
So final question for you. Tell us, what advice might you give someone who is just getting involved in FFA and how they can get the most from their experience?
I would definitely suggest joining the FFA. Although I only had the one short year, I wish it could have been longer. It definitely made a positive influence in my life. And even though I may not be, you know, working in the agricultural industry, the skills I've gained from being an FFA member still carry through in my day-to-day life.
Well, Amy, thank you for taking the time to join us this week.
Yeah, thanks for calling. It was a lot of fun.
Well, again, that's Amy Schuneman. She is currently a cheerleader for the St. Louis Rams football team and a former FFA member.